Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go, pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, it is great to have you on a Two for Tuesday, May 19th, 2015. I am just back from Children's Hospital. I had an amazing appointment with our miracle baby. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. Just happy to be alive, man. Happy she's alive. Happy I'm alive. Walking through Children's Hospital. For those of you, and I know it's a very small crowd, but let's just say, for example, that you're moping and boping around today. Maybe the coffee wasn't hot when you got it today. Maybe the clothes didn't fit so well for you. Maybe somebody cut you off in traffic or lunch is too late or something like that. Get a reality check, okay? Go walk through the lobbies of your local children's hospital and see just for a minute how much these kids would love to have your first world problems, okay? So let's just keep the main thing the main thing. These appointments come for my wife and I at just the right time. And it's not that we walk around ungrateful. It's just that, you know, you get a little bit complacent. You get a little bit caught up in your own little world about what's important, what's not important. The car needs fixed, needs gas. Needs to be shuttled all over the place. And TV doesn't work. Where's the remote? You know, none of that matters. None of that matters. Go to the hospital. They don't even need to be a children's hospital. Go to any hospital. Just walk. Just sit in the lobby. You don't need to know anybody in there. It's not like you need an invitation to go sit in the lobby of a hospital. And why don't you get yourself grounded a little bit about what really matters? People walking around in hospital gowns that they got very little hope. You know what you have? You have hope. We'll talk about that today as well. Got a lot to cover. At least two shows coming your way today. We just pulled in to our driveway here at the Crowley compound. Got the oxygen tank, the ventilator, everything hooked up, back in place here. Susan did amazing. Had an evaluation with her ENT, that's ear, nose, and throat, doctor. And all looks good. Her airway looks great. And the next doctor appointment, they're going to begin putting her on what's called windows. Windows are simply periods of time where she is not on her ventilator any longer. And they can start evaluating how long she can be off. It's our guess she's going to begin. Yeah, they start you like 15 minutes or so. No ventilator, no help breathing, anything like that. She's going to crush it. I mean, she's going to do amazing because it's in her DNA. I mean, this kid has defied all odds since the very beginning. And it's just been a wild, wild experience. So, anyway, enough about us personally and our journey. I want to talk about professionally speaking, motivating, inspiring. You, all right, and what this all means to you. Yesterday, I got a phone call, and it was to the long and the short of it all. The Reader's Digest version is to train all of the coaches worldwide for the Tony Robbins organization. Now, Tony Robbins coaches collectively coach approximately 5,000 people worldwide, dynamic group of people, and they called on me to coach them this week for 2 hours via a live webinar training, and that's the stuff that happens when you stay in the game, you know. And this is not a, hey, let's pat Sam Crowley on the back. It's not at all. It's more about you because you want to be you might be wondering, how does a guy get a phone call like that? Or how does a girl get a phone call like that? Well, whatever it is in your profession, if you want to be known for something, if you want to continue to do well, heck, if you just want to get started making connections, you got to stand for something. And as we talked about yesterday, you really got to know who you are. Most people, like we talked about, 95% of the people, they live their entire life, and they never live the life they want to. They're going to work 40 years productively. Like, people go to a job every day for 40 years and be very productive, yet they'll have 95%. I think the statistic really is less than 5% of the people are going to end up financially comfortable. Yet everybody goes to work for 40 years. How does that happen? Well, the first thing you need to understand that if you're not really, really excited about what you do, the first thing I make sure that I do is create content every day, whether it's a video, an email to my list, or especially this show. How do you get 100,000 downloads of a podcast in a month? Well, you get one. You learn how to get one person to listen to your message. And that's how I was found. That's how I was discovered, if you will, to speak at my very first event. Got an email and a tweet from Mitch, one of the listeners to the show. Mentioned him last week. Hit me up on Twitter again. How did you get your first speaking gig? The one that had a $25,000 keynote tag to it. You know, I didn't go looking for it. This is an answer for Mitch and for you as well. I didn't go seeking a $25,000 keynote fee. You know what was wild? I started looking like the National Speakers Bureau, National Speakers Association, which I'm not a member of, never been a member of. Not that that's good or bad. I'm just saying I'm not a member or affiliated with any speaker bureaus. And yet I still land speaking gigs. I'm speaking at the end of this month, next weekend in L.A. I'm speaking at the Santa Monica Rotary Friday, speaking for Peak Potentials at their Guerrilla Business School on Saturday with Robert Kiyosaki from Rich Dad. How do you get all these speaking gigs? Well, you just put yourself out there and you stand for something. That's how you get a phone call. When Mitch was asking, how'd you land your first 25K gig? Well, I didn't put an advertisement out there, hey, looking for $25,000 keynotes. No, I just, you know how they found me? They just found this show, my podcast. And you know, the podcast was launched as, it wasn't launched out of desperation, but look, I'd be lying to you if I told you I had any money at all to promote. I had no money. It wasn't like I had no money to promote. I had no money to live. You know, I got three kids under the age of five. It was 2006, and I had to get a message out there. I had to go back to the job. You know the story. I'm not going to go back into it, but, you know, excuse me. It was a situation where I had to finally draw my line in the sand and say, I got to stand for something. You need to stand for something. You can't run this way, run that way, run this way, run that way, always thinking that this next thing you're going to do is the one you're going to do right. You know the thing you're going to do right is the thing that you love to do the most, because it's not – a lot of the people are like, well, it's already been done before. There's already somebody doing that. Let me let you in on a little bit of – let me take the pressure off. There's always going to be somebody who came before you doing it. Think about what I do as a speaker. Do you think there was anybody ever who ever started a speaking career when I got going? Of course. It was a bunch of people. But what did I do? I just took a message from my three-year-old daughter at the time, Madeline, who said, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? And I never got off of that platform right there. I stayed right there. I just stayed there. I had an opportunity to try to be, you know, convinced to go get my message more of a corporate flavor. Like, why don't you make every day a Saturday? Which I honestly think can be done. Every day is Saturday for people that are in a job. I think people that really do love their job, they do believe that they're fortunate, they're blessed to be in that job. And I always say this. I'm not anti-job. I'm pro-entrepreneur, and I'm pro-dreamer. I think you're a complete sellout if you're doing something, whether it's a job or anything, that you really don't love to do. So getting discovered, so to speak, and I'm using air quotes around that, to get on stages to speak and to do what you want to do, it's not about advertising yourself as this, you know, grand speaker. It's about finding where you are, finding out who you are, and never moving off that, because people will find that. And you know what that's called? It begins with the letter A, authenticity. People will find, they'll sniff out a phony in a New York minute. If you're somebody who's going after the money grab, I've sat in corporate conferences that I attended as an attendee in corporate, and you could tell that the speaker was only there to pick up the paycheck and to give some just rehashed speech he just gave in Omaha, Nebraska the night before to us. He couldn't even tell you the name of our organization. You know, and that's sad, because that's somebody that's going just through life with a paycheck. And you know what? They're miserable. A lot of people make a lot of money that are really miserable. I know people that make less than $30,000 a year that you can't wipe the smile off their face. You know why? Because they're fulfilled. They're happy. They don't need the money. They need fulfillment in their lives. And so as I get prepared for this training I'm going to be giving to the Tony Robbins Company, to all their coaches on Thursday, number one, I come at it from an angle of complete gratitude. I mean, it's amazing, you know, the opportunity to be able to do that and connect with people. These are people in my space. I love everything about personal development, you know, everything that Tony teaches I've listened to, you know, to be able to say that you're not only a student now, that you get an opportunity to immerse yourself within their organization, even if it's only for a two-hour window, is something that people that are in the space that I'm in would love to do. So how does that equate to what you want to do? Stay in the game. Stay in the game and don't leave that area. So many people plant the seed and then rip them right out of the ground. Oh, it's not here. The harvest isn't here. There's nothing to be harvest here. That's not true. That's not true. It's God for me, universe for you, whatever you believe in, the almighty creator who put us here. God is testing me to say, Sam, how bad do you want this? Because I'm not going to give you prosperity if all you're going to do is ask when's it coming, walking around with your hand out. You know, you can't do that. You can't plant the seed in the field and say, all right, I'm ready for the harvest. That's asinine. There isn't an entrepreneur in the world that's worth their salt that would ever tell you that they planted the seed and immediately came to harvest. What do you do in the meantime while you're waiting for your harvest to come in? Great question. How about we cover that on the very next episode? Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.